Well, Mike, you have an amazing podcast. Honestly, I listen to it. I try to listen it to like every morning I wake up. Very entertaining podcasts. So like with this podcast, I've been learning some new tips, which have actually helped me get some new wins in Fortnite. And also, I can stay up to date with all the news. Well, that's everything. Have a nice start of season 7.
Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite, and I am having a wonderful, wonderful time. Great start of season 7 here. I'm Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. We are going to go over the season 7 patch notes here. Let's read this little blog post that they put up here first. Take to the skies in season 7. It's by the Fortnite team. Season 7 has arrived with a smash of a mysterious iceberg. Winter has brought many changes to the Fortnite map for you to explore. Zip lines are a new way to help you travel to and from high terrain. For you chill and thrill seekers, the new Frosty Flights location and expedition outposts are outfitted with the new Stormwing planes, so you can take to the skies. There are tons of new areas to venture to and secrets to uncover, so stay frosty. A new season also means a brand new battle pass. Over 100 new exclusive rewards are ready for you to unlock, and it still costs the same 950 V-Bucks. This season, you get the Zenith and Link's progressive outfits instantly when you purchase the battle pass, both of which can level up to unlock new styles. We've also added a new cosmetic item type, Wraps. These allow you to customize your weapons and vehicles with all new looks to match and complement your favorite outfits. Battle Pass owners will also get early access to their own island in Creative, a brand new place for you to build your dream Fortnite with your friends. The Epic Games team will be taking its own holiday break this winter, so Season 7 will be extended by 2 weeks and end on February 28th. We'll still have the new updates coming out during that break period, bringing new items and challenges. You can plan on more holiday cheer to hit before the new year as well. The Fortnite asset pack has been updated with art from Season 7. Download here to use in your projects and creations. Thank you for showing your passion and creativity within Fortnite. I'm glad they gave us a new asset pack this season. We didn't get a new one last season, so at least we have a new asset pack. That way you have a whole bunch of different pictures and banners and different things you can use for you content creators out there. Alrighty, now let's get into the patch notes. Got chills? Season 7 arrives as the iceberg collides with the island. Discover the new areas such as Frosty Flights, Polar Peak, and more. Uncover what's in the new battle pass, rule the skies with the new X4 Stormwing plane, and change the style of some of your favorite weapons and items with Wraps in Battle Royale. Explore Fortnite Creative, a new experience where you can create, play, and save anything you can imagine on private islands. In Save the World and Stand Fight campaign comes to an exciting conclusion as Canny Valley Act 3 is released. Battle Pass, so the new season Battle Pass, 100 levels over 100 rewards available in-game right now for 950 V-Bucks. Find out more information on the season Battle Pass. We just read that. Creative mode. Imagine, build, and battle like never before in the early release of Fortnite Creative. Battle Pass owners will have early access to their own creative island for 1 week. Then all players will receive islands on December 13th, 2018. Let us know your feedback on any of our social channels. The X4 Stormwing plane, Battle Royale. Do a barrel roll. Control the skies alone or with your wingmen with the X4 Stormwing. We'll get to more details on this in a moment. I will say that I have played a few matches this morning when the update went live. This Stormwing, X4 Stormwing plane is amazing. It's so much fun to get in. And there's a lot of them when you go to the Frosty area, guys. And you will definitely be getting into some aerial dogfights over there. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Wraps. These are also very cool. I've already applied some of these to some of my items in-game. But this is for Battle Royale. Give your weapons and vehicles a new look with Wraps. Level up your Battle Pass to unlock different Wraps. Then equip them in your locker to items like vehicles, shotguns, rifles, and more. The That's for Save the World. We'll cover that in a separate episode. Here's the general notes. They updated the minimum Mac OS version required to run Fortnite to on Mac to 10.13.6. They added some optimizations for when players build structures. Bug fixes. They fixed daily challenge text and some other text to properly switch when changing languages. Fixed a crash when terminating the game because of an error during initialization. Fixed a potential performance degradation when loading content. Modified the error window to use a scrolling region for overflowing text. The performance. They improved the data layout on Xbox One to improve loading times generally and reduce building streaming issues in Battle Royale. The UI. Made the Fortnite taskbar icon blink, Windows only, upon successfully entering a lobby after matchmaking if the application is minimized or inactive in the background. Minimized chat text on PC and mobile is no longer clickable. Clicking the chat entry text box will still expand the chat text as normal. If there's known issues, you gotta head over to the Community Issues Trello board. Battle Royale. Here we go. The weapons and items. The X4 Stormwing plane. Here's the detail, guys. It has 5 total seats. Seats 4 passengers on the wings and a pilot. Has a mounted machine gun. Be careful, it can overheat. Players will go into the skydiving state when exiting the X4 Stormwing. Use the roll buttons for sharp turns. That is very important, guys. Again, just playing around with it a little bit this morning. I'm able to take down other enemies in planes a lot easier because a lot of people, I guess, are not using these the roll buttons yet. If you use those roll buttons, you will turn a lot sharper, a lot faster, and somebody who is behind you, you will be able to quickly or faster be able to get behind them and start shooting at them. So pressing both will fly upside down. Double tapping roll buttons will do a barrel roll. Can boost an air brake for extra mobility. Balloons have been changed, guys. So balloons have been reworked so that they will, so that while they are equipped, it is possible to use weapons and items. So that is a big game changer for balloons. Players can attach up to 3 balloons to their back, lifting off the ground when the 3rd balloon is attached. Press jump while in the air to release balloons one at a time. They reduce the stack size from 20 to 10. But that's a big deal that when you're in the balloons, you're not just no longer a sitting duck. You will actually be able to fire at enemies, maybe get some sweet snipes while people don't know you're above them, since they're not going to be able to hear you. Balloons are becoming more and more of a viable item now. So updated scope crosshair on scoped AR and thermal AR. I didn't play around with it yet, but from what I have seen, other streamers talking about it is that the new scope is really good. So the vaulted items. So, note, each new season gives us an opportunity to evaluate the current item rotation. Our goal is to have a reasonable number of items to learn, while avoiding duplicates or overlapping functionality. Based on recent and upcoming item additions, we've selected the following for vaulting. So they vaulted Shadow Stones, Port-a-Fort, Chillers, Clinger, Double Barrel Shotgun, and the Shockwave Grenade. All these things I am actually fine with. I would love to still have the Clingers and the Shockwave Grenades, but as they said here, you know, we're going to be getting new items. We already have some new items, and we're getting more new items, so those are out for now. I can't wait to see what other new items we get. Again, we've already gotten a ton today just from this Season 7 update here. We've already gone over some of them. Let's keep going here. So gameplay, the map updated. So there's a new biome, Iceberg, the new location, Frosty Flights, Polar Peak, and Happy Hamlet. All really cool locations. Go check them out, guys. So there's other unnamed points of interest as well. They have also appeared across the island. So icy surfaces can be found in snowy areas. Players will slide on certain frozen surfaces. Zip lines can be found around the iceberg and near expedition outposts. Latch on and zip from one end to the other. Aim, fire, or use items while conveniently traveling on zip lines. Again, yes, you can aim, fire, and shoot just like you normally would on zip lines. That is a lot of fun. You might be able to zip line on something when somebody else is using the same zip line and blast them as they are coming at you. Don't get blasted yourself. Have that shotgun ready if you see somebody else on that zip line coming towards you. So they increase the chance of final circles ending on the outer edges of the map. So that you get a little bit more variety where the final circles are going to be. So they bug fixes. They fix the bug causing weapon impact effects to play when shooting friendly players, even though no damage was being dealt. So there's events, new tournament, the Explorer Pop-Up Cup. We covered this yesterday, guys, so I'm not going to read it again here. We read that blog post in yesterday's episode about the new Explorer Pop-Up Cup and the changes for that. Let's do the performance changes. So they optimize spawning pickups when a player is eliminated. They optimize the performance of the dynamite fuse. The Switch audio performance improvements, falling sounds no longer hitch. The minor Switch rendering optimizations to help general frame rate. Okay, so audio. They reduced the volume of bullet and pickaxe impact audio on the starting island. They added a hit notification audio cue when a vehicle you're riding in receives damage. Bug fixes. They fix an issue that would cause in-air glider audio to continue playing when eliminating a gliding player. They fix an issue that would cause vehicle audio loops to get stuck on. I'm so glad they fixed that, because the quad crasher audio loop was always killing me. It always made it hard to tell where an enemy was with that thing going off all the time, even though there was nobody on it. They fixed crackling audio heard on mobile Switch when shooting weapons or emoting. So some UI. The Calamity, Dire Ragnarok, and Drift challenges have been moved to a new section at the bottom of the challenges tab. Added filtering and updated the layout of the locker. The vehicle damage numbers have been added. Vehicles now have a unique damage number pop-up color or pop color and show damage numbers. Polish the store layout to support a larger number of tiles without needing to scroll. Let's see here. The minor update to the player feedback UI to add reporting categories and a list of other players in the current or last played match. Fixed battle pass information from being displayed in the battle lobby tab for players that have not purchased a battle pass. They fixed the header entry in the daily challenges screen to work correctly when clicked. Move the NVIDIA highlights button to the top right of the battle royale lobby to avoid conflicts with that click zone. And fix an issue where the two-factor authentication screen could sometimes cause input to become unresponsive. Replay. Nameplates will no longer sit above other HUD elements, such as the map. Mobile. So mobile, 60 FPS enabled on the iPad Pro 2018. The 4X MSAA anti-aliasing turned back on for iOS. They improved performance on all Galaxy Note 9 devices, as well as the North American variant of the Galaxy S9 Plus, and added support for the Samsung Galaxy A9 2018. Bug fixes. They fixed black border on the iPad Pro 2018, fixed graphics setting on previous supported iPad Pro models, fixed incorrect quality settings for the iPad 6th generation, and fixed occasional shadow flickering in the game lobby. So Fortnite is just getting better and better on mobile, especially on newer devices. So, creative. This is an early release, so you may experience client crashes, loss of progress, or other unexpected errors. Remember, we are getting the early access for us Battle Pass owners. So overview, Creative Hub provides access to your own island, the islands of other friends who have joined on the server, or featured islands selected from the community. Player islands are your creative space that automatically saves. Players will be able to keep a server active for up to 4 hours at a time. Battle Pass owners will start with 4 islands to allow for different creations. On December 13th, all players will receive 4 islands. Friends can visit your island, and island owners can set permissions to determine if your friends can edit, build while visiting. The My Island menu is accessible through the main menu in-game while on your island. Gameplay. Phone. This is in the game tool your character holds that used to edit, copy, and manipulate props in the world. Experiment with its features to discover all the things it can do. Just real quick, guys, I haven't played any of the creative mode yet. I'm just got a couple matches in, normal Battle Royale mode before I have to get out to work this morning. But I'm definitely going to be playing a ton of this, especially when I get home. I'll be playing a ton of this with my son. We'll be playing creative mode. I'll give you more details on what I think of it later on while we have this early access for Battle Pass owners. So fly mode allows players to quickly travel around their island and create in mid-air. Double jump to start flying. My island menu. The game tab starts and stops player created games. When a game is stopped, your island reverts to its pre-game state. You may experience functionality issues with this feature as we continue to make improvements. The game settings tab sets health, fall damage, spawn location, etc. can be changed at any time to the My Island menu. The Island Tools tab resets your island back to its original state and sets who can build on your island. The Creative Inventory. Access from Inventory menu. Inventory allows you to spawn prefabs, devices, weapons, or consumables. Use inventory to create your own chests or llamas for your island filled with items you select. Prefabs are pre-made structures the player can place on their island with throwables. Devices are placeable items that allow you to create games. So there's prefabs. There's 8 obstacle courses, 25 buildings from Battle Royale, and 34 galleries of building tiles and props. There's devices. New devices, they have the ice block, damage rails, speed boost, timer, scoreboard, player spawn. From Battle Royale, they have spikes, chiller, bouncer, launch pad, mounted turret, and cozy campfire. So all these things you are going to be able to find in creative mode, and I cannot wait to play around with these. Performance. The memory bar at the bottom of the HUD provides feedback on how much you can build on your island. This change as we gather more data on performance and memory usage. Social. Players will have the ability to join in-progress games with any of their epic friends, even if they are not in a party together. Find your friend in the social panel and select Join Creative Server. Your friend must have their privacy option set to friends or public to allow those who aren't in a party to join. For replay, replays will record the entire 4-hour play session. However, these will be saved in 30-minute individual files. Replays are off by default and can be enabled in the settings. Mobile. So creative buttons added as well as new creative visibility setting. Buttons with extra functionality are in the HUD layout tool. The creative visibility is off in the tool by default, so buttons will be hidden until they are turned on. Alrighty, guys, and that is all the patch notes for Season 7, version 7.0 patch notes. So that's going to bring us to the end of the episode here. Remember, when you are going over to your Battle Pass and you want to buy any of these tiers or any of the items in there, or when you head over to the item shop and you just want to get some new items, to use that creator code MikeDaddy, MMMIKEDADDY, so you can support me and the show here. If you are like the content that we are putting out, if you like getting all these news updates and tips and tricks on the game, let's see here, guys. Yeah, that is going to be the end of the episode. Thank you again to Doggy, aka Rotten, Roddy Rotten, over there on Discord for sending that voice message here at the beginning of the show. Again, I am definitely enjoying Season 7, the beginning of it. Gotta head out to work, but I cannot wait to come back home, play more Season 7, get in that creative mode. It is just amazing. I love it, guys. I hope you guys are loving it too. Let me know. You know, head over to that Discord, follow me over on Twitch, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Give me a bunch of comments. Let me know what you're thinking of Season 7 so far. You know, head over to Apple Podcasts and iTunes. Leave that 5-star rating and written review so you can get a shout out here on the show. Subscribe while you're there so you don't miss any of the episodes. Let's see here, guys. Yeah, that is going to be the end of this episode. So until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.